going to call to order the special meeting of the Kituat Fire District Prudential Committee for February 6, 2014. First of all, we have a present with us is Attorney Mark Bedreau, counsel for the district. So for that reason, I know we have only two things on the agenda, but in deference to him, I am going to, with the board's approval, take the meeting, the Kate's open meeting law complaint out of order. Once again, I'm going to call to order the special meeting of the Kituat Fire District Prudential Committee for February 6, 2014. And with the board's approval, I would ask, in deference to Attorney Bedreau, District Counsel, who is here, that we take this item out of order. Are you okay with that, friend? Okay. And this special meeting, Attorney Bedreau, I had an opportunity to meet with Mark on, I believe it was Monday, regarding another of Ms. Kate's open meeting law complaints. And how many is this, Amy? How many have you filed against us? Just curious. Can't remember?
There were three complaints filed, not all of them by Amy Kate, that led up to an October 28th decision. And then I believe there was one filed right before Christmas, I think on the 18th of December. And the Attorney General's office has dealt with the first complaints that were filed by Amy Cates and Agnes Murray. At that particular juncture, they did find that there was some deficiencies and there were some violations of the open meeting law. And the conclusion was that they did order that the board not only follow the law in the future, but also within 30 days, go on the website, review the law, and then certify that you've done so.
And just for the record, I don't have the date, but at one of our meetings, we all signed and we certified that we had that we read the meeting, and that was sent off to her in a timely fashion.
Yes.
Her being the Assistant Attorney General.
Correct.
There was another issue where I asked her for an extension based on getting some minutes together.
Right. I believe that was the second open meeting law violation that was filed probably in November. And one of the issues was that Ms. Hadley had not completed some of the minutes, but she did not have in her possession all of the recordings, and I believe that I put the two parties together to get that done.
They're all done now.
They're all done.
They've all been sent to the AG.
Okay. And then
there, great.
There was a complaint filed December 18th, I believe it was, with four additional issues. The first being that there was a meeting held on, my memory is November 25th, ostensibly to discuss the findings of the Attorney General. The meeting was open. I believe U.S. Chair Rick asked for comment. There was none, and the meeting was adjourned. There has been also, I think two of the other three were involved, and again, you can jump in if you'd like when the time is appropriate, that this particular decision was not noticed on a meeting and then discussed. I don't find anywhere in here where that was supposed to take place, but I think that was the complaint.
Okay.
I think we did have a meeting to decide whether or not we wanted to pursue an appeal.
That's correct.
And we decided not to.
I think that's one of the allegations. Yeah. I grabbed the wrong file, but I believe one of the allegations is that there is, and again, an allegation that the three of us somehow spoke before the meeting because we all decided in such a quick fashion not to appeal the findings of the Attorney General.
I did, my recollection is I did have one conversation with you, Rick, and none with you, Lori, and none with you, Fran, with regard to the decision, right when it came down.
That was my
I didn't need anyone to tell me how to make up my mind.
Okay. And if I recall, I think when you got it, Rick, you...
These guys wouldn't listen to me anyway.
Well, your knee-jerk reaction, if I can call it that, was to say, geez, why don't we appeal it? And when you and I had talked about it, and maybe the more prudent would be just to hone your skills with the public meeting laws and to just proceed. And I think that was probably the gist of our conversation. And since you were the one who called the meeting and you weren't the one that was still wanting an appeal, perhaps that's why there was no discussion. But I wasn't here.
No, you were.
Right. I don't know.
And I know the futility of appeals in certain
places. Yes.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
After we received this complaint, I called the Attorney General's office. I spoke to Ashley Wineski, Wisneski, and I asked her if we were required as a committee to do anything other than what was asked of us in the decision, where we're required to discuss it, post it, discuss it publicly, anything else, and the answer to that was no. We were required to do what was requested of us in the decision, and those two items were under control.
If I could just add one comment, I think one of the outcomes of Ms. Kate's repeated complaints is that you have gotten a lot better in posting and in detailing what you're going to be speaking of, which is exactly the intent of the new open meeting law.
So, I guess that your recommendation...
My recommendation at this point would be if the Prudential Committee so approves that I write a brief letter in response to Martha Coakley's office indicating that items 1 through 4 are addressed as follows, and we will continue as a board to attempt to follow the letter of the law.
Sounds good to me. Make a motion.
I make a motion that we authorize Mark to to send a reply to the AG's office on this complaint.
I'll second that. Fran, how do you feel about it?
I would like clarification as to whether this, before he does that, as to whether this is going to be a violation.
Right.
If this is a legitimate complaint that we have to respond to.
Well, I mean, Amy Cates is here. What's going on, Amy? All the minutes are done. The 30-day period to discuss this stuff has gone. I received your letter on Christmas Eve day, which was always a very nice Christmas present. But nevertheless, what are you trying to accomplish here, and what do you want the board to do? I mean, the Attorney General also found that at the executive session meeting that you, as part of the committee, were recording and engaged in conversation with Lori Hadley, which was a violation of the open meeting law. So it's not that Lori and I are, you're in this with us. So, I mean, where we are right now, what are you hoping to accomplish and what do you want to see have happen here?
The reason that I filed a complaint was none of the resolution to the open meeting violations occurred in public session. There was no mention or discussion or resolution or letting the public know what you would in fact be required to recreate or do in any public meeting. So the three meetings that I outlined, you had three public meetings after receiving the open meeting violations. And at neither of those meetings was there any discussion of having received an open meeting complaint, what would then be required of the committee in terms of additional education. and your recreating minutes, and nothing was ever discussed at a public meeting. And I felt that that was a violation of the spirit of the open meeting law, which is that all discussion, deliberation, problem solving occurs at an open meeting, and none of it did. So the open meeting law does not allow discussions to be occurring between meetings. Oh, when should we do the training? Should we do the training? Who's going to do the training? When are we going to certify it? When are we going to recreate minutes? There was never any discussion at any of the three public meetings about the requirements that this committee needs to do to satisfy.
First of all, Amy, there was no recreation of minutes.
Hold on a second, Maureen.
Minutes had not been fully transcribed. They have since been done. It had nothing to do with these two people. It was all me, and it's been done.
The responsibility of the committee to redraft the minutes because the minutes had been incomplete and weren't a true recollection of what happened.
We had to amend minutes of three meetings, and it was done in an open session.
And if I could just interrupt. I have a date here. Your allegation that the board did not make this information public. I'm holding in my hand right now 20 copies of the decision, and my recollection was that I was here. I informed the public who were here. I don't think you were at that meeting. That the Attorney General had made a decision. I'm holding at least 20 copies of this. I put it up here. There are two findings. And I asked if anyone of the public would
that's not our problem.
That's not our problem. That the public doesn't take them. I have the information. I addressed the public, and I said that the Attorney General has found, and here are the Attorney General's findings, and I made copies, and I put them on the desk, and I said, if anyone would like to take copies of these, you're more than welcome to take the copies.
We
don't
have to.
If I could, before this gets into a shouting match, there's nothing in the decision, and you feel free to take a copy yourself, that indicates that they have to discuss it. What they're supposed to do is between them and the Attorney General's office, and as far as I can tell, they did it. Whether or not you feel they should have,
Could you please finish?
No.
So when...
Barbara, stop, please.
Do you think we don't know this?
Quiet! One person at a time, please.
And please wait to be recognized.
You've already said that. We don't need you to repeat what you've already said. Then don't constantly repeat yourself. I do not need you to tell me what it should be. Thank you very much. I took the course.
It's fine. As a member of the public, state your piece.
With all due respect, what I've been asked to comment on is different, and I haven't heard that complaint that you've just made, so I'm not really sure that's pertinent for tonight, and I think, Ms. Cates, you did bring some enlightenment to this committee, but legally, they didn't have to do anything. When you say they violated the spirit That's a, with all due respect, a personal opinion on what you think they should have done. That's not a legal requirement.
The discussion that occurred in order to remedy the violation occurred outside of a public meeting, and there should be.
Excuse me. How do you know? How do you know that?
The old.
There was nothing to discuss. We all
nothing.
Got a copy.
One point Amy. Or one person on the public.
If I could, just for the last time, what they needed to do is each within 30 days separately go online, take a look, review, and certify that they have reviewed the new public meeting laws. That's not something that requires a group to do. As a matter of fact, they have to do that individually.
That's right. But that, it would have been appropriate to have announced to the public that that was a remedy. And that they were going to be doing this separately.
That's a personal opinion about your style and how
that's
they
right.
should deal with the public. That's not a legal determination.
So
with all due respect.
Just a quick time out. Let me explain to you what happened. Okay? Here's what happened. And then the young lady at the Attorney General's office, I called her. I spoke with her. I drafted a letter saying that we, the members of the Prudential Committee, hereby certify that we read the open meeting law as requested by the findings. I brought that to a meeting. I don't recall which one it was, and I don't recall if we talked about it, but I said, here's the thing, and, you know, if you guys read the open meeting law, then sign here. And I sent it off to the Assistant Attorney General. And then I also followed up with a phone conversation saying that we were having some difficulty dealing with the minutes in a timely fashion. And I said, can we have an extension? This is not, what you need to realize is I don't have a secretary. I don't have a procurement officer. You know all this stuff. I mean, the complaints that we've had over this board, we had complaints for procurement a long time ago. Okay, we went up, we dealt with those. In the town of Barnstable, there is a chief procurement officer that makes close to $100,000 a year. Okay? We are very fortunate that the county was able to take on this responsibility. But as far as we've complied with what the Attorney General has asked us to do, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a dead issue.
Yes. Ditto.
I submitted an open meeting complaint on December 18th. Today is February 6th, and I have had no response back from this committee. So it's a 30-day response that
then file another one, Amy. You know what?
Just and let me know how you plan to remedy your meeting.
Well, see, there's an assumption built in to your thing that there's, when you file something, you're